morning, afternoon, and evening, Supercoach Elites. Welcome back to another Supercoach Elites podcast, presented by the Patreons at patreon.com/SCLEats, and our mates over at Elites Breaks. Hit them up on Facebook and Instagram. My name's Corey. As always, on some is the Bombs Express.
Good afternoon, Corey. This is Scotty here, mate. Just want to bring you the defenders here today, Corey. They're pretty boring, these taggers. Taggers are defenders, Corey, if you haven't known, mate. But, Corey, Eagles is follow us on social media, mate.
Follow us on Twitter and Patreon at SC Elites, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, and YouTube at Supercoach Elites.
Oh, Scotty, what are you doing here, mate?
The Pringle Express.
Welcome back to Pringle Express. Yeah, honestly, how fitting is it that we just introduced the most boring position on the ground, the defenders? There's just no flair. There's just, you know, who likes to play fucking defense, Corey?
Oh, a couple of them that morning, yeah, I reckon.
Fucking cunts like Scotty, I reckon, Corey. Cunts like Scotty. Anyway, Corey. How good are the defenders?
Yeah, boring.
I've realised something.
Yeah.
I thought you'd need like 105 minimum to crack the top six. And when I've started attributing numbers to names here, Corey, now you can be top of the line by almost averaging 102.
Yeah.
Yep. That changes things now for me, Corey.
All right, Shaq.
What do you mean?
You just really sound like Shaq.
It changes things for me, Corey. He says that, does it? Does he?
It was just the way you said it. Wait, listen. Minute 40 in, just listen to how you said it.
Mate, just wogs being wogs, Corey. Just leave us alone, mate.
All right. 10? Did you go 10 deep?
Nazoya Wanganeen Malira.
Honourable mention for me.
99.2.
Yeah, honourable mention for me. That still would have, that wouldn't have cracked my top 10, so there you go.
Ooh, okay. So you're saying 10 plus defenders going over 100?
Nah, one's just missed out. Lockie Whitfield with a 99.8.
Yeah, he hasn't missed by much, has he?
So, close. Yes, I obviously had, I think I was an honourable mention. Did you have Whitfield anyway?
Not even in my honourable mentions, Corey.
There you go. 9?
Dan Houston.
Oh, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the number?
100.1.
Oh, I had 101.8.
There you go.
Yeah.
8?
Elliot Yeo, that might be surprising.
Yeah, I had Yeo at 7.
But you might actually add him, like, just right inside the fucking the top of the line.
Nah, 104.1 I had.
And I couldn't put him up too much higher, because if I did, then I really should have just be starting him, shouldn't I? But we all know the injury concerns with him, I guess.
Yeah. What'd you have him averaging?
102.2.
Okay. Hayden Young? Oh, shit. Hayden Young was my 8, sorry, is what I was saying. Who was your 7?
Hayden Young was my 7th. Yeah, so we've just got those two flipped around.
103.4.
102.1. But, I mean, at 500K, it's almost a must-start if he's going to
have
the
plus.
The roll's cooked, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it funny? I won't talk about this yet. We'll talk about it at the end. Okay. 6?
Sick Dog, Corey.
Ooh, I had Sicily at 5.
Yeah, almost the forgotten man with all the dramas. But, I mean, I've got him down at 106.9. And I was going to say 107, but I think 6.9 for Sicily is more appropriate. He's just a rock and roll rock star, isn't he? I mean, even if he has a shit year, like, that's top six numbers.
Yeah, I've been at 107.4.
Yeah, so we're in and around the mark, all within half a point.
So he was 5 for me. My 6 was Sheasel at 104.2.
Oh, that's low for Sheasel.
Yeah, what'd you have him at?
Nah, well, let's just build to the review, shall we?
Okay, all right, fair enough. What was your 5 then?
Sorry, Scotty, my 5, Corey, was Jack Sinclair, mate.
Yeah, Jack Sinclair at 4. Because it's on average, we must say. It is all on average.
Yeah, you got to put numbers next to names, and then you just go, okay, well, this is the top of my line. 107.8.
Well, I went a little bit higher. I went at 109.6.
How can you not? He's sub 600 and he's scoring 110.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, I mean, there's a slight injury problem. And if there wasn't a slight injury problem, I probably would be starting him.
Yeah, I definitely had a look at him when I had all that money left over too. But not the case. You're three?
Nah, that was my five was Sinclair, bro.
Ah, sorry, he was my four. What was your four?
Yeah, my four, I added a bit of DPP status here, Corey.
Oh, I hate it when you do this, but yeah.
The Macedonian Marble.
Fuck Corey, me, this is Martin. The biggest cheat cop-out ever.
How's this a cop out, bro?
Yeah.
Corey, do you want to have a bet that he'll have defender status by round six?
No.
Well, then guaranteed.
Okay.
108.4.
Okay. All
right. Now I'm not doing anything. Like it's a little bit cheeky, but I'm not fucking putting Bonsoli in the forward line. I'm not putting Petrarca in the forward line. I'm doing things that are absolute morals. I could have had Alex Sexton.
I wouldn't say the word moral. I think I'm confident it'll happen, but I'm not going to go moral because he could become Mr. Fixer.
Moral.
Zach Fisher's a moral, but yes. Anyway.
Zach, you put Zach Fisher in your defense.
No, no, no. He's a moral to be defense. I'm not going to put him in defense.
Cause you cheeky little fucker, mate. So your four was who, sorry?
Sinclair,
right.
Can I just say, your attitude's picked up since you've been on the new mic as well.
What do you mean?
Just feel like you're friendlier.
Corey.
Do you feel a little bit more professional?
No, entirely. I've got a headset and everything now, Corey. I think, honestly, you're just hearing me better.
Potentially.
I've always just been very friendly and very sarcastic.
Three.
Well, usually I'm just fucking really shitty because I'm in the car and I fucking, you know, it's just not comfortable, Corey. Now, the Cheezels, Corey.
Averaging?
111.1.
Oh, okay. Yep.
It's not going to be sub 110, I don't think.
You got to start him then.
Yeah,
I know you've got him, but
you've got top three. Yeah. Now. My top three defenders, I'm starting, and my top four midfielders, I'm starting.
Okay. I'm not starting my top three. I'm starting my top two, but I'm going the value pick in Yo. My third was Luke Ryan at 110.1.
In my unlucky section.
Yeah, I thought you'd have him out. I just think that if Hayden Young's in the midfield, I think he's going to fucking fly.
Yuck.
It's okay. Hey, just quickly, have you ever had mandarin juice?
Excuse me?
Mandarin juice.
Well, like literally, like
just mandarin. Dizzy's
head was, if Dizzy's head was a mandarin and I squeezed it.
Yeah.
No.
The Grove Juice Company, Coles, mandarin juice.
Are they sponsoring us?
Far superior to orange juice.
Are they sponsoring us?
They're not, but.
I can't work out the shit yet then.
Insanely good.
Hey, Corey.
Get on the mandarin juice.
What's better than eating a mandarin?
Eating a mandarin out. such a joke. Remember I told Reeve that once, or he was about 17 at the dinner table, and he fucking lost it. He absolutely loved it.
I'll tell you what, there might be something in taking the mandarin out juice to the next level too, Corey.
Oh,
Jesus.
So good.
The old... A little bit of squirty-squirt action, I reckon, there, Corey.
We don't mind eating a mandarin every now and again.
Get the towels out, mate. Get the towels out.
Fucking tsunami, mate. You know, the bigger the mandarin, the more juice it's got. That's bad.
I'm not surprised, buddy. I'm not surprised.
That's itchy.
And, hey, can confirm as well, you know, just the little skin on the outside. The bigger the mandarin, the looser the skin there too, Corey. If you handled some fruit in your life, Corey, generally that's an accurate state. And boy, oh boy.
Wow.
These are some dicey areas, Corey.
I number two, mate.
Tom Stewart.
Yeah, same.
113.8.
112.3.
And I guess that leaves us both with Dacos at number one.
Yeah, what'd you have him?
115.9.
119.4.
Yeah, that's a lot.
He's a gun.
There's going to be more attention this year.
Yeah, and he's going
to
love it.
Has to be more attention.
Coleman, we've both got him. Pretty stiff.
What do we speak about in the Brisbane? Yeah. There's no 35-point uptick here for him.
Great. It's just the value.
So, yeah, I've got him at... So, Wangeli Malira's 99.2... Kitty Coleman will be like 96.7 or something.
Yeah, my honourable mentions Mitch, Hinge, and the Wang.
Yeah, I had a few. I had Jaden Short.
Yeah, it's fuck Shorty.
He was just going to go high 90s. Yeah. Yeah, I've done 99.1. Luke Ryan, Nick Newman, Ed Richards as well.
Right, press red for Ed.
He could be all right.
He could be a very snaky one, I reckon.
Yeah
great draft sneaky, pick. Sneaky. Great draft pick.
Yeah, Nick Newman averaged 100 last year too.
Yeah, Zach Williams back now though.
That's okay.
Yeah. Not all the Carlton defenders can do it. Fuck, that was heaps quicker than I thought. I thought this would go for ages.
Ah, bro, it's just a couple of names, a couple of numbers, and we're done, mate. That's the top of our positions. And now the listeners, if they haven't yet, they can go join our league, Corey, in which they can win $1,000, mate, $1,000. And I'll tell you what, we might even include a bag of mandarins inside the merch pack this year. Who knows? 385-287. Yeah, you can win $1,000 if you're a Patreon member between now and the end of the year. If you're not and you still manage to win that league, we'll send you out a merch pack. It's 385-287, free to join and enter.
Thank you very much. Anything else?
Nope.
On behalf of Bombs, myself, and the Patreons at patreon.com/ACCLEATS, peace out and thank you for listening.